Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll begin our commentaries on Quran chapter 3, which is titled Al-Imran, which is the family of Imran. And I spell Imran A-M-R-A-N. N as in Nancy, not M as in Mary. So once again, it is the family of Imran. And once again, let me remind you, our dear listeners, that we are not doing a commentary on the entirety of the Quran, but we will only pick a few verses here and there. And as you know, Muhammad loved to repeat himself throughout the Quran. So if these commentaries we're sharing right now will be repeated in the Quran, we will not repeat our commentaries. So we will only mention the problem of these verses once, even if it is repeated in the Quran as we move on in our study. So today we'll begin our study by reading that which is written in Quran chapter 3, the book of Al-Imran, verses 35 and 36. For there we read, when the woman, that means the wife of Imran, said, my Lord, surely I vow to you, what is in my belly is to be devoted to you, so accept it from me. Surely you are the hearing, the knowing. So when she had given birth to her, she said, my Lord, surely I have delivered her a female, and Allah knows of what I have birthed, and the male is not like the female, and I have named her Mary, and I seek refuge for her and for her offspring from the regime Satan. The word regime is a non-Arabic word from Ethiopian origin, which means stoned. So Mary's mother sought refuge from Allah against Satan. The problem we have in these two verses is that Muhammad in the Quran confused Mary, the mother of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, with Mary, the sister of Moses and Aaron. So we read here in the Quran that Imran, the father of Moses and Aaron, is the father of Maryam, which carried the eternal word of God through the virgin birth. And what proves that this was an error is exactly what we read in the book of Mary, which is Quran chapter 19 and verse 28. When Allah stated there in the Quran, O sister of Aaron, your father was not an evil man, and your mother was not unchaste. When in reality, we know that the distance between Christ and Moses was 1,500 years. When Muslim scholars saw that, they said, oh no, you guys misunderstand what the Quran teach. Imran here, which is mentioned in Quran chapter 3, is not the same Imran, the father of Moses and Aaron. But obviously, they are fabricating a way out for Muhammad to remove that huge error from the teaching of the Quran. In reality, not only Muhammad put the wrong name for Moses and Aaron and Mary's father by calling him Imran, which once again spell A-M-R-A-N, he actually mentioned Mary in the story of the birth of Jesus in Quran chapter 3, which we're going to get to it a little bit later, and in Quran chapter 19 with the same wrong name. She was the daughter of Imran, A-M-R-A-N. By the way, if you want to know the real name for the father of Moses and Aaron in the Bible, we find it to be not Imran, but Imram, end with the letter M. And we can find that easily if you go to the book of Exodus, chapter 6 and verse 20, as the scripture said, now Imran took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister as a wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the spelling of the name Amram here is A-M-R-A-M as in Mary, not N as in Nancy. So erroneously, Muhammad put the wrong name for Moses' father in the story of Moses, and he used the same spelling, once again wrong, when he talked about the father of Mary, the mother of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the way, that is not his name anyway in the Bible. So if we go together to the book of Luke chapter 3, we read the real name of Mary's father, which is Heli. And I read to you in the book of Luke chapter 3, and verse 23. Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph, the son of Heli. That's spelled H-E-L-I. Now someone would say, that is the name of Joseph's daddy. No, my friend, the real name for Joseph's daddy is Jacob. Here we see the genealogy of Jesus from his mother, Mary, not from his stepfather, because the real name for Joseph's dad is what we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 1 and verse 16. For there we read, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Two different genealogy. One was given from Mary's family and the other from Joseph's family. So the real name for Mary's father was not Imran, was not Imram, not ending with N or M, but actually Heli, which is spelled once again H-E-L-I. It is not even close to the name Imran or Imran. We have to understand that when Muhammad makes errors in the Quran, it's not because we're guessing he makes errors, but we know for sure that he made these errors and where these errors came from. You see, when you read the entire Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, you will never see any mention of the birth of the Virgin Mary. But Muhammad was copying so much information from other sources in his days, and he added to his Quran, assuming that it is accurate information. So now we know that Muhammad was copying some of his material from the mess of the Gnostics. And that is what we read about the virgin birth miracle. You see, there were plenty of myths there in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And those people were teaching false information as they actually wrote it in many books. There was another group in Muhammad days who are known to be Maryamiyin, those who believe in the Virgin Mary to be a god. And they worshipped her. And to make her a god, they have to create for her wonderful miracles, like how she was born, like how she performed great miracles. And we can read about that in many books, like the birth of the Virgin, the childhood of the Savior, and the gospel of the childhood. And you can read about that in plenty of Muslim scholars writing, like Al-Tabari, Al-Qurtubi, and Al-Razi, when they interpreted Quran chapter 3, verses 35 and 36.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion, They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now let's move on in our study to another error in the Quran concerning Zechariah and Maryam. And that is what we read in Quran chapter 3 and verse 37. For there we read, "So her Lord accepted her with a good acceptance and planted her a good planting." And Zechariah, that is obviously Zacharias, is a non-Arabic word from Syriac origin, took responsibility for her. And every time Zacharias enter in the mihrab, and the word mihrab here is the Holy of Holies in the Temple of Solomon, he found that she had provision. He said, "Oh Mary, where did this come from?" She said, "It is from Allah. Surely Allah provides for whom he wills without accounting." To understand the role of Zechariah and how Zechariah was able to have the responsibility to take care of the Virgin Mary while she was living in the Holy of Holies, we must go to another verse in the Quran, and that is what is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 44. We read, "This is from the unseen news that we reveal to you." Here Allah is speaking directly to Muhammad concerning the story of the virgin birth of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, whom Muhammad called in the Quran Isa, son of Mary. Allah continued in the Quran by saying, "And you were not with them when they cast their aqlam." Aqlam is a non-Arabic word which means bins, from Greek origin. "For which of them should take responsibility of Mary? And you were not with them when they dispute." Quickly, I will share with you the reason why that verse was written in Quran chapter 3. You see, Muhammad is telling his Muslim followers the story about the virgin birth of Jesus. And Muhammad is telling his followers that there are more in the story I did not know until I met with Angel Jibreel and he explained it to me. Like what? Like the disagreement among who will take the responsibility to raise Mary. Well, you may say, Mary raised by her father and her mother. And Muslim scholars, they will tell you no. Why? Because they believe that Mary's father was a high priest and he died after her birth. And all the priests in the temple who loved that high priest and who loved his daughter, Mary, they now fighting with each other about who will carry the responsibility to raise that baby. First of all, there's so much errors in that story that it will make your head spin. Because for Mary to be the daughter of the high priest, she must be born from the Levi tribe. And guess what? Heli, the real father of Mary, was not a Levite. Therefore, she could not be a daughter of a high priest. That's number one. Number two, the story is made up. I do not know where Muhammad really come up with this story. If we find an answer for that, we'll share with you later. But Mary was born, as we have seen in our previous verse, and her father, the high priest, died. And now all the priests would love to honor that high priest because they love him, and they will do that by raising and taking full responsibility of Mary. They decided to let Allah intervene in that situation, that Allah will choose which priest will take the full responsibility of raising Mary. So they cast lots. How did they cast lots? They cast aqlamhum, their pins. You know, in Jesus' days, they were not factory making pins, but it was very simple. People would get a piece of wood and they sharpen it and make it in a specific shape. They dip it into the ink and they would write. So that is their pin. Obviously, every pin will look different than the other. And these priests, who are very educated and they all have pins, decided to go ahead, collect all their pins and throw them in the river. And here was the test, where we see that Allah has chosen specific one to be responsible to take care of Mary. Susie said, we're going to throw all our pins in the river. The pin which will go in the opposite direction from the flow of the water will be the one whom Allah chooses its owner to take responsibility of Mary. And they did that. And guess what? Zachariah's pin went upstream and the rest of the pins flowed with the water. And the priest said, no, we have to do that test one more time. And this time, if the pin will flow with the stream of the water and the rest of the pins will go upstream in the opposite direction of the flow of the water, that means the owner of that pin will be the one whom Allah has chosen to take for responsibility to raise Mary. And guess what? Even in the second test, it was John the Baptist's daddy, Zechariah, is the one whom Allah has chosen his pin to flow with the water, and the rest of the pins went upstream. Obviously, it is nonsensical story, and Muslims believe it simply because it is mentioned in the pages of the Quran. So now that Zechariah is raising Mary, she did not live in his house. She actually lived in the Holy of Holies, which itself is another error. Why? Because we know from the Bible that the Holy of Holies is not a place for little girls to stay or even any men to stay. Only the high priest who will enter that place once a year. But somehow Muhammad made up the story that Mary was living there. And by the way, Zechariah never went inside the Holy of Holies from the door, but he used to check on her from the window. He have a ladder outside the temple and the ladder rests on the window, and he go up, knock at the window, she opens the window and talk with her and check with her to make sure she's okay, which does not make any sense. Why? Because the Holy of Holies does not have windows, as we know from the description in the Bible. But to make the long story short, when Zechariah used to go to check on Mary, he see that she have provision from Allah. And that provision was not usual. Why? Because we know in the Middle East, in the days of Jesus, there was summer and there was winter. And the fruit which grew in the summer is different than the fruit which grew in the winter. So somehow, when Zechariah go to check on Mary in the Holy of Holies, as he go up the ladder to look through the window, he can actually smell the watermelon in the middle of the winter. And we all know that the watermelon only grow in the summer. Wow, that is a miracle. Mashallah, mashallah. And a little bit later, Zechariah discovered that Mary has the fruit of the winter in the summer. And that was so strange. And that's why he asked her, where you come up with this fruit? This is the fruit of the garden. This is the fruit of paradise. Where does this come from? And she answered him, as we just have read in the verse of the Quran, this is from Allah. By the way, Mary spoke while she was also in the cradle, as we read the same miracle with Isa, son of Mary. So Isa spoke as a baby in the cradle, and Mary spoke as a baby in the cradle. Muhammad ibn Isaac stated that some problem affected the children of Israel to the point that Zechariah became so weak and he could not take care of Mary. So he cast lot for who would take responsibility. So that responsibility fell to a carpenter, and that carpenter's name was Joseph. And Mary saw in his face hardship or difficulty. So she said to him, oh Joseph, do good by Allah, for surely he will provide for us. So whenever he brought her anything, Allah increase it and make it to grow. So Zechariah will go to check on Mary and he'll ask, where does this come from? And she said, once again, it is from Allah. There are four errors I would like to share quickly with you about that passage. Mary was from the tribe of David, meaning the tribe of a king, not as Muhammad erroneously put in the Quran that she was from the tribe of Levi. That's how Zechariah was the one who took care of her. The second error of the Quran, that is when he told us that the fruit used to come to Mary from the garden, means paradise, in the wrong season. For the garden, he meant heaven. That is a place where believers will spend eternity. For we know that in paradise, there is no drinking or food. Where is the pleasure of the flesh? But it will be eternal spiritual place to worship and to live with God. As for the third error, we read in the Bible that Mary was engaged to Joseph and she was found pregnant by the Holy Spirit before she and her fiancé were united. And God appeared to him in a vision, telling him that his fiancée was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and he will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. We read that in Matthew chapter 1. As for the last error, the Jewish law will not allow a female nor a child to live in the Holy of Holies. For Allah to mention in the Quran, that's where she was living when Zechariah was taking full responsibility for her, that itself is another huge error. And this is not a new law. This law was practiced since the beginning in the tent of the tabernacle until the last day where Jewish people have the Temple of Solomon around 71 AD. But obviously, neither Muhammad nor his Muslim scholars are aware of these facts. That's why we see so many errors in the Quran, not just in the story of Mary, but also in the rest of the stories which Muhammad copied from the Bible into the Quran, and his followers, the Muslim believers, do not know of. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.